In Myanmar today, an American military cargo plane landed in Yangon with 28,000 pounds of relief supplies.
It's part of a U.S. military operation called Joint Task Force Carrying Response. Another two planes should get in over the next day or so. And there's more help waiting off the coast of Myanmar, a small flotilla of U.S. Navy ships.
Colonel John Mayer is the commanding officer of the 31st Marine Expeditionary Unit on board the Essex. Colonel Mayer, how many Marines do you have there, and what would they be doing?
We have approximately 2,000 Marines, and they are participating in Exercise Cobra Gold in Thailand. We left many of them there to continue on with the exercise, and then the remainder of the Marines have embarked aboard the Amphibious Ready Group, and we're now moving to posture to be better able to respond to the disaster from Tropical Cyclone Nargis.
Colonel Mayer, what sort of resources could your Marines deliver in the event that you are eventually allowed to get into Myanmar?
Right now in Burma, potable water is a big shortage. We have the capability of producing 5,000 gallons of water an hour from shore. We also divide up into, we can divide up into four medical teams that can treat hundreds of patients a day. So if allowed by the government of Burma, we could, of course, bring in engineering assets to clear debris, help out with clearing up some of the roads so that perhaps some of the other non-government agencies could move their foodstuffs and we just enable support.
Are you able to look at surveillance of the region that's been struck? Do you have any way of knowing exactly the scale of the task before you?
Alex, we're, of course, part of a multinational and also a joint task force that's been put together. So we would pretty much work with the government of Burma and where they would need supplies delivered to. And of course, we would provide whatever assistance we could whenever possible.
When do you think that will be possible, Colonel?
Well, we're hoping as soon as the government of Burma will let us in that we can go. And most of us, including myself, I've got three small daughters and a beautiful wife, and I can picture them in a situation like this, and I would sure want people that have as much capability as we have to come as quickly as we could and provide help. So we see the same images on TV and know that we can help out those in greatest need. So we're hoping soon. We've got water standing by, sitting here ready to be flown in by helicopter. We've got doctors practicing out here aboard ship how to get out to the remote areas and help out folks. The Marines and sailors were down there filling these five-gallon water jugs today that will fly in by helicopters. The Marines are putting water processing systems that can take salt water and turn it into fresh water. They're putting those on the landing craft. And we're preparing to go. We just need the word, and we'll be ready to go in.
Colonel John Mayer commands the 31st Marine Expeditionary Unit aboard the USS Essex Group. They're standing by off the coast of Myanmar, waiting for the call to go ashore as part of an international relief effort.